Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fight Dog from the Zulu. Woo!
What up, everybody? It's your boy. Back for a very long overdue podcast. It's been a while. Wow. It's been over a year. I think it's been since last July. Anytime someone has a hobby, it's really hard to keep up with it. Real talk. So shout out to everybody who has a hobby and they keep up with it. It's been a crazy year since the last podcast I've done. I have gotten a haircut. I've gotten multiple haircuts. But a lot of good things have been going on. I want to give a shout out to everybody who has been asking for me to make a comeback. A lot of people have been like, hey, when are you going to do another podcast? I've listened to your podcast. You're really good. They're really good. It just really gassed me up big time. And honestly, it's helped me get up off my ass to do one of these again. I've been wanting to do one for a while, but it's just like one of those things where, you know, those of you who go to the gym or go to the gym off and on, you know, the hardest part about going back is starting again, right? Once you're in a groove, you crave it. But once you are not in a groove, really the hardest thing is getting back on the saddle. And I feel like hopefully after this episode, I'll get back on the saddle. Honestly, it's something that I miss already. It's been like, what, I'm 2 minutes into the recording and I'm already happy I decided to do this. I knew I was going to do it today and things kept coming up. Met a friend for happy hour. Had to go to my office, which is now a foreign thing for me, and print something because I don't have a printer. But I knew today, come hella high water, I was going to do this. So again, shout out to everybody who, really has been pushing me to do one of these things. And we'll see how consistent I can keep it. A few things, motivated me outside of what I just explained to do a podcast today. One is the new Kanye album. You know, I've been getting into a lot of conversations about this album, Donda. You know, I had no intentions of listening to it because I think Kanye has been a complete shithead for a bit now. But yesterday when I was on my way to the gym, I was trying to find some workout music. You know, shout out to Spotify for having these workout playlists. Some of them are good, some of them are not good. But one came on, and then one of Kanye's new songs on Donda came out, and then I was like, oh, this is interesting. I'll give it a listen. And man, I've listened to that shit straight through twice. And look, it's not his best work, but it's better than Yeezus. I think Yeezus is his worst album for sure. But this is really good, man. And you know what, man? Like, look, I'm not forgiving Kanye for the shenanigans he's pulled, especially going to the White House and wearing the MAGA hat or some of the other bullshit he's done, some of the crazy things he said. You know, I really try to not use that word crazy too often. But some of the disturbing things he said, yo, but the man has gone through some shit, bro. And, you know, he has not gotten over the death of his mother. Obviously, if he's naming the album Donda, you know, in the album, he talks really a lot about his faults. He doesn't really apologize for them, but he talks about them. He's also found a new connection with God. And I guess that's some things something a lot of people do when they feel very lost. They try to find connection to a higher being. Usually that is in the form of Yahweh. But no, it didn't motivate me to do this podcast. Maybe a little bit. But I just really wanted to mention the album real quick. You know, and the thing is also, you know, some of the conversations I've had with people who really, you know, they've jumped to conclusions and said that the album is trash. And look, that's fair. But I think a lot of people are just canceling Kanye, which I totally understand. Like, again, I would not have listened to this album if it didn't come up on my random playlist. But I think they put the man before the music. And, you know, it's hard not to. It's hard not to. I think a lot of artists in the past 2 years have done some real crappy, disgusting shit. And it's hard for you to look at anything they've produced the same way ever again. For example, Bill Cosby, you know, R. Kelly is a rat. But, you know, I don't know. I like it. God damn it. So I would recommend listening to it, that and the new Nas album as well. I think this is Nas's recent album that was the anthem for my boy Rudy and his wife Priscilla's wedding. Rudy is a friend of the podcast. Shout out to him. Shout out to her. But yeah, that Kanye album is good. But another motivating factor for me to do this podcast today. So we all aware of how state of the world right now is complete shit. We have obviously we're still in the midst of a global pandemic. There was a bit of relief after the vaccines, but now we have the Delta variant that has really flipped the script. For those who are you know, listening and reading up on the new details of COVID, we know now that even if you are vaccinated, you could still get the virus. But as of now, there aren't too many cases of severe illnesses after contracting COVID if you are vaccinated. Most of the people now who are you know, being hospitalized, and I'm hearing a lot of horror stories, are coming from those who aren't vaccinated. You know, and I had an interesting conversation today with someone who's the only person in their family who got the vaccine, and how, you know, when I asked them, you know, why is it, what's their hesitancy? What was their hesitancy even when they got it? It's just that, you know, this person said really, you know, she really had to do a lot of research on it. But a lot of people are not understanding really the benefits and the need to get it if they haven't gotten it, if they haven't contracted COVID, but a lot of them are staying home. But I know that a lot of people who haven't gotten the vaccine aren't staying home. And I think that's where my problem lies. But what I told her, and I'm going to tell everybody here who's listening, you know, make sure your news source is a real news source. Like, we can't out Google, we can't out research science. Like, look, you know, you could say what you want to say about the CDC or the World Health Organization, but I trust them over me to Google something for 20 minutes. And you know what? If you want to find something, if you want to find someone to tell you to do something or not do something, you can. The internet is a sea of enablers who will tell you what you want to hear. So I just hope that anybody who is making a decision on getting the vaccine or not is really reading up on some legit shit. Some people have passed things my way and it's just like, come on, family. Come on, buddy. But it's really important to follow credible news sources, you know. And, you know, I'm not a fan of mainstream media. You know, I really don't watch CNN. I don't watch MSNBC. You know, obviously I don't fuck with Fox or anything like that, but they're just other really good news sources. NPR, PBS, for fuck's sakes, Channel 13, y'all. New York Times. I mean, you can go on and on. But Instagram, YouTube, you got to be really, really, really careful on where you get your news, especially when it's over something so serious like this, because, you know, we're not going to get to where we need to go. And, you know, I think most people already knew that, or maybe they didn't, that a lot of people weren't going to get vaccinated no matter what. But it's good to see that some people are getting vaccinated, but, you know, regardless of where you stand, just make sure that you are getting, good news, not bullshit. But anyway, you know, let me continue on the current shitty state of the world. And it's interesting that we're all feeling it from all corners, you know, but I think one of the things that's really taking, all the headlines is Afghanistan. And you know, outside of hearing, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, obviously. So, you know, a lot of these podcasts, fucking the New York Daily, shout out to them for, you know, basically just giving everyone nightmares where they just get a lot of firsthand account of people, not just Afghanistan, also another situation I'm going to talk about shortly, but just how rough it's been on a lot of people. And even through, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people know someone who is, either has been in Afghanistan or is stuck in Afghanistan. One of my really good friends informed me that they were trying to get some of their friends out of Afghanistan. It's a mess, man. But, you know, I hope that, people realize from this that, you know, where, however, how you stand on political, spectrums or ideologies, but U.S. involvement in another country does not equal anything good. Like, I can't think of anything, anytime the U.S. has invaded a country or has involved themselves in a country where the outcome has been good. My father fought in Vietnam. They lost. Iraq, what has come of that? And now we're looking at Afghanistan. I mean, whether you think that it was time to go or not, the end result has been a whole lot of nothing, you know. And please Google me, and people come correct me if you want. Obviously, I'll give you my Instagram and Twitter handle at the end. But, you know, trillions of dollars into a war. That's my tax money that I'm not getting back. Or any other person who pays taxes in this country is not getting back. And now, because of the influence, was it ISIS-K, their involvement, who's also an enemy of the Taliban, now we're in bed with the Taliban. So it's just like, yeah, shit show, shit show, shit show. Let's keep it a whole buck. The country I'm going to talk about today obviously is near and dear to me, and that's Haiti. You know, man, it's been a real rough, 12 weeks with the recent assassination of the president, Jovenel Moïse, and the recent earthquake in the south, which has devastated parts of the south that, quite frankly, I don't see how it will be rehabilitated. But that wasn't really the whole motivation of today's podcast. I mean, aside from what I mentioned of me wanting to get back on it, it's a narrative that's been spun on Haiti, this whole poor Haiti thing. And look, shout out to everyone who's reached out to me to ask me about my family and my friends. But I'm going to say this here. Don't tell me poor Haiti. If I get one more poor Haiti, I might punch a hole in the wall. Earlier this week, my job, you know, they're doing this initiative to, you know, try and, like, I don't know, call out racism, I guess. You know, I think a lot of people's companies, organizations, ever since last year with the protests that really stemmed from what happened to George Floyd being murdered by Derek Chauvin, Tariq Nasheed calls him Derek Chauvin, which is hilarious. But Derek Chauvin, you know, there was a realization, you know, which we're in 20, that was 2020, which took forever for a lot of companies to realize that they were at the root of some of the issues in relation to race relations, diversity, you know, just for one. And a lot of people have, I'm sure, a lot of these dismantling racism, or however you want to call it, man. These companies, these consultancies, which are doing great work, have been, you know, getting these checks to try and help these organizations that are primarily led by white people, people of the white hot race, and try and help them, I guess, be better. But anyway, the one for my job, they held a training, which I guess I found useful to the point where I'm podcasting about it a little bit. But essentially, you know, I won't go too much into the topic, but we put into breakout groups. And then someone who was in my breakout group was from a country, Cambodia. And spoke about how a lot of people have, not at work, but in general, have told her, you know, oh, it's so poor over there. You must be so happy you're not there. And I thought it was really nice of her to share this, because that could be quite frustrating. You know, I'm sure, hopefully, you know, one of my million of adoring fans who's from some other country has dealt with the same type of situation. And I spoke up and I'm like, I'm from Haiti. And, you know, despite the earthquake, just in general, people always, you know, lead with, oh, poor Haiti. Oh, my God, it's so terrible over there. And it's just like, one, with all due respect, fuck you. But two, granted, Haiti has so many problems, but there are so many wonderful things about it. And one of the things I said, and, you know, I was rambling as I'm rambling now, is how I wouldn't want to be from anywhere else, you know. And I spoke of all the good things, you know, including family. And just when I'm in Haiti, you know, I'm not, you know, struggling, you know. You know, it was very eye-opening when I worked in Haiti after the earthquake. You know, I was really away from family and was really exposed to a lot of the issues that people go through. But, you know, while a big part of it has to do with, of course, greed from the government and the private sector that all countries deal with, this is not like a unique Haiti thing. But it's just like, you know, we could talk about Afghanistan, it's foreign involvement, it's U.S. involvement. And one of the things I want to do on today's episode is read a post from a young guy named Thierry Lindor. He posted something about Haiti, and which was reposted by many other people, and I shared as well. But I thought it'd be important to read. And the narrative is, you know, Haiti isn't cursed, it's targeted, because people were saying, you know, Haiti's cursed. Now, look, I'm not going to blame the earthquake on white people. That's not that's not their fault. But there are other things, and I won't say white people, but foreigners, primarily the U.S. and France, they have continued to involve themselves, meddle themselves in Haiti's affairs to help us get to the state that we're in right now. So I'm going to read a few, or all of them, actually. This is my podcast, so bear with me while I read all this. So 1804, Haiti's independence. And then in 1804, Haiti's independence from France. 1825, France threatens to invade Haiti unless they pay $35 billion for recognizing Haiti's freedom. So this is in 1825. 1825, U.S. and the international community refuses to trade with Haiti unless they pay France. 1838, Haiti accepts to pay its bullies $21 billion in today's money. 1911, USA funds acquisition of Haiti's treasury. 1915, President Vilmoin Guillaume is violently assassinated. 1915, USA invades Haiti and takes possession of their gold reserve. Before I continue, I just want to stress again, So in 1915, Americans assassinated Haiti's president. This is 1915. Just keep that in mind. 1920, 3,000 peasants are gunned down by U.S. Marines. So the U.S. greet us again with violence. Thanks a lot. 1922, National City Bank, today known as Citibank, takes over Banque Nationale of Haiti. 1947, Haiti makes final payment of 122 years debt to Citibank. So Citibank takes over our national bank and we're paying them debt on, in 25 years later. So reason behind that is the debt of the $21 billion to France was partially financed by the USA. In 1984, U.S. created the Caribbean Basin Initiative, CBI, killing Haitian agriculture in the process. Haitians used to just survive off of their own agriculture. That is no longer the case today. A country in the Caribbean. In 1995, U.S. commits economic genocide by aggressively dumping rice in Haiti. So this is under the Clinton regime. So dumping rice in Haiti, what does that mean? So Haiti, we used to eat our own rice from an area called the Artibonite. In 1995, it was the start of these structural adjustment programs, and then they started dumping cheap American rice into the market. So if you are a average or below an average Haitian that doesn't make much money and you have a cheaper option, you're going to do it. And it just happens to be U.S. rice. So still in 1995, U.S. provides U.S. farmers with $13 billion of subsidies to kill Haiti's rice production. 2006, Haiti stops buying U.S. and Saudi oil and it enters Venezuela's Petrocaribe program. So Venezuela, as most of you should know, is not a friend to the United States. So U.S. and Venezuela are not friends. So Haiti takes a stand in 2006. It's like, we are not going to buy your oil or Saudi oil. You know, Americans and Saudi hand in hand. And then in 2018, Haiti's pushed out of Petrocaribe. And the U.S. Novum Energy Corp takes over oil exports to Haiti at higher rates. And then in 2021, President Jovenel Moïse is assassinated. Now, there's been an investigation. The investigation includes the FBI. Therefore, there has been no one really has been able to solve the murder of the president. Every now and then, you know, they'll throw new suspects, random suspects who have no business being involved in any type of assassination. But in my opinion, if this is not run by another foreign entity that does not include the United States or France or Canada, we'll never know who really killed the president. Well, the point I'm trying to make, and you know, I know more about Haiti than I know about Afghanistan, but it's just really expounding on the fact that U.S. involvement really has never led to anything good. I mean, it depends who you are, right? You know, certain countries, for example, Chile, the Americans put in Pinochet. Maybe there's some Chileans who are listening who preferred Pinochet to Allende, but any type of coup d'etat, very rarely was it organic. The United States, specifically in the Caribbean Basin, it's happened in Africa as well. Burkina Faso, DRC, Zaire to DRC. But a lot of these coup d'etats are not organic. It's help from the U.S. It's help from the U.S. and it's our tax money, you know, it's my tax money, it's your tax money. So, I mean, right then and there it is a reason for you to care. But, you know, I wanted to take some time to really talk about this because I just want folks who approach me and want to, you know, come with good intentions, of course. Your intentions are to make sure that my family's okay. Because I talk about my family a lot. I post about my family a lot. So that's much appreciated. But think long and hard before you tell me that Haiti's cursed. If it's cursed, it's cursed because, you know, people won't leave us alone. Now, look, the fact that we have earthquakes and hurricanes, that is not, you know, something that we can do much about. Obviously, with deforestation issues, the hurricanes hit harder. But I just want to make sure that at least part of the story is told, that people take the time to really understand how Haiti or any other country is in the situation that it is. You know, diversify your news sources. Make sure it's credible news sources. Like, obviously, I just read you something from Instagram, so quote me, but don't quote me. But people from all walks of life, without realizing it, say offensive things when it comes to Haiti. Any Haitian or Haitian American who's listening to this has at some point had to defend Haiti. And it catches you off guard all the time, because every time you think, are we still on this? Do I still have to have these types of conversations? But I do. And it's exhausting. So shout out to everybody who does that and makes me make a podcast about it. But in general, the state of the world is really rough these days. But there are some good things going on. Zambia has had a really good election. Shout out to my friends, Gabe and Elaine, who moved to Zambia. Good for you guys. What else is going on that's good? The new trailer for Spider-Man came out. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be fire. Shang-Chi's coming out this Friday. That's going to be fire. So there are some good things. There are some good things, you know, that we should pay attention to. You know, there's a lot of good music coming out. Again, Kanye album, Donda, give it a chance. You know, I know Kanye isn't a shithead, but the album's good. Drake's coming out with an album. Kanye and Drake are beefing. It's entertainment. I mean, there's a ton of good things going on. But again, I'm going to wrap up soon because I just really kind of wanted to do a quick update on the state of affairs. But again, the big thing for me is, please, guys, make sure that you really are careful with the type of news that you listen to. Like, switch it up, you know? Even I try to do that a lot. You know, I want to start trying to take a stab at listening to more conservative news streams, just so I'm not listening to sounding boards or people are just telling me what I want to hear, because I know how that could be, even though it's really, 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 really hard. But yeah, again, thank you all who have been motivating me to get back on the wagon. I'm gonna try, it's hard. I have guests soon, so you know, everybody who's been on my show, get ready for me to hit you up again so we could touch base again. But I hope everybody is keeping safe, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.
Yo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town.